Friends, as Jesus the Messiah King addressed his followers, the citizens of his holy kingdom on earth, he warned them about the deception of wealth, saying, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." He clarified that further, saying, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So, if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?" Friends, it is very clear that followers of Christ living their daily lives among other people on earth can be easily tempted to forget their true identity as representatives of the Holy Messiah King on earth. They are encircled by the natural attractions of self-centered lifestyles that always long for material possessions and the pleasures they provide. Yet, followers of Jesus, the light of the world, are transferred from the kingdom of darkness to his kingdom of liberating light. They are freed from slavery to the ways of darkness. Friends, true followers of the Messiah are separated and liberated from the enslaving ways of the evil one. Their true master reminded them of the key teaching of Holy Scriptures, to love the Lord their God with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their mind. As such, their loyalty has changed. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches them, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Friends, the apostolic teaching clearly warns against the slavery of the love of money. Writing in his first epistle to his beloved disciple Timothy, the Apostle Paul reminded him of this danger in the 6th chapter, saying, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." Citizens of Jesus' holy kingdom on earth are also instructed in the 13th chapter of the epistle to the Hebrew believers, saying, "Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.'" Friends, those who belong to Jesus, the Messiah King, must always be conscious of the fact that he sustains them in holiness and in goodness and provides for all their needs. Through his word and spirit, they grow in the holy ways of contentment. Hallelujah.